When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with more Freed on Business as I exchange emails with my protege, Jason Katz, who's out there at the Aztec Group, going and blowing and finding all these new things out for us to work on. I've got one of his buddies, Larry Zinn, on the line. Larry, how you doing, bro?
Good afternoon, Mr. Freed. Doing great. How you doing?
I am doing great. As I like to say, I am cooking like hot grease. You like that one, huh? Hey, listen, you know, you're the manager, you're the GM of the Warren Henry, all the different brands, Infiniti, Jaguar, Volvo, Fisker. You know, we talk about all the brands all the time. There's a couple of Fiskers parked in my building. We'll have to talk off of the line about who that is. You know, but you got some new stuff coming out. I know Infiniti's really been pumping the new Q50. I can say that I have seen them secretly parked on the back of your lot waiting for the date where you can put them out on the showroom floor. What's up with the Q50, Larry?
I had an opportunity to drive them recently in San Antonio. There's an all-new hybrid coming out as well as a naturally aspirated version. But basically, it's a totally redesigned, brand-new car for Infiniti, and the technology is absolutely out of this world inside the car. You saw it yourself. The looks are fantastic. It's the beginning of a new era for Infiniti. They're changing all the nomenclature for all the vehicles in the brand. And it's something that I happen to be very excited about.
Well, I'm excited, too. I know that I saw them, and they're going to be, I guess I can't really talk about it too much, because all I did was see them with binoculars from the showroom. But it did look really, really cool, and the new body styling is smoking hot, and I can't wait for some of my friends that want to get in on the entry level at Infiniti. This is their door, Larry.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the nice thing is it's bigger on the inside than the previous car. There's more trunk space. I love that there's a hybrid option now. So we have a lot more things available to us, and we've got a lot of hype behind it. There's a lot of people who are really anticipating the release of this car.
You know, we in our family have been looking to go a little green. My mom has been talking to me about getting a hybrid, and then you flip me this article. Unclean at any speed, Larry. And I read it and it kind of opens my eyes up. You know, what's going on out there? Because we talk hybrid. We talk, you know, there's fracking out there now. So they're talking about creating a liquid natural gas infrastructure for automobiles. I guess that's, I sort of gave away sort of your thunder there. And there's, you know, these hybrids, but they come with a bunch of issues too. Larry, you know, what's going on with these alternative fuels? Is that really a panacea?
Well, you know, it depends on how you look at it. If you look at it on one side, when we go into a hybrid or when we go into an electric vehicle, ultimately you're reducing our dependency on foreign oil, which is a great thing. The other side of the coin that people don't see is how much pollution is created in the creation of the batteries, the rare minerals that they have to mine for in order to make these batteries. Ultimately, the carbon dioxide that's produced in forming the batteries and then getting them to where they need to be produced in these vehicles. And in the end, the disposal of the batteries, if it's not done correctly, you're ultimately dumping a great deal of toxins into the ground.
I feel bad every time I throw out a Duracell battery.
So it's you know, there's different ways to look at it. If you read that article on clean at any speed, it was pretty eye opening because they spoke about how much more carbon dioxide is released to the environment during the production of an electric vehicle than is released by an internal combustion vehicle
through its entire life cycle.
Well, this actually makes intuitive sense to me because for many, many years, I've been waiting for the other shoe to fall on the electronic car because I keep, every time I see somebody plugging in an electric car and I guess it's no longer there, I look at the smoke, I think of the smokestacks in Fort Lauderdale, and now I guess I can think of the cooling tower at Turkey Point. But in either case, the electricity, the production of the electricity is having an impact on the environment. And I guess in places where the electricity is generated by liquid natural gas, you get a somewhat cleaner post-combustion product, but not necessarily always. And the liquid natural gas comes from fracking, which they have great commercials on TV, but I'm not sure if we know how safe that is for our groundwater.
Right. That's another issue that comes up as far as what the dangers of fracking are.
Yeah.
And then when you look at all these different alternative fuels that are available, or at least that are trying to be developed, there's really no infrastructure for any of it. So even if we were to come out with whatever the solution is, the biggest problem is that there's no way to refill.
Yeah, and there's still a very, very small number of plug stations that I've only seen, I must admit, one in front of the Orlando Courthouse in downtown Orlando on Orange Avenue. The fact that I can even say it in that detail tells you how the infrastructure for that's a problem. And you know, I'm going to prove to you that I read this, and I'm going to tell you it's a nuanced thing in here, and that's that a lot of these electronic vehicles and alternative vehicles, they're built with subsidies from the government, and we all pay taxes. So a lot of these cars are for the very rich, but our entire society is subsidizing it, and that to me smacks of transfer of wealth socialism.
It's pretty interesting because if you go through Tesla's first quarter results, they're profitable from selling these green credits that they order, that they get from the state of California. So it's not actually the production of the vehicles that's pushed them into profitability. It's producing green credits and then selling those green credits to other companies.
Well, that is a historically proven way to get something done. For instance, I'll just touch base in my own world, real estate. We have a lot of what they call low-income tax credit housing stuff that goes on around here. Without that, there's no way that a majority of our population would have a safe place to live. So there is a place for something like this. I'm not sure if it's on the technology frontier, though. Now, we've talked about something that's a little politically dicey. I'd like to talk to something that nobody can argue with for a second. I don't know if we have enough time to talk about what's going on here in this segment. I got 2 minutes. We'll talk a little now. We'll talk a little in the next segment. I want to talk first about the Honor Always program for wounded warriors you have. I know there's an event coming up. We'll talk about that after the break. Before the break, I want to talk about why that's a charity that you guys picked, because I think it drives from why Warren Henry and the family of people that works there is so important to our community.
You know, it's interesting that you asked that. It's a charity that we had linked up with a couple of years ago. And, I mean, what really these people go and they honor our country by going and fighting for our freedom and come back. Ultimately, many of them, wounded or scarred from these, from where they had gone as far as, fighting and being on a different war front. And, you know, we'd like to do anything we can to support our troops, especially those that have come back and fought for us in our country. It's a charity that my father and I have always been very, very interested in trying to assist in any way that we can. And over the past couple of years, we've partnered up with them to actually take proceeds out of every sale that we do over the summertime and donate it to Wounded Warriors. Last year, we were able to raise $35,000 for them.
Wow, Larry. I mean, you know, I watch all of these things about the prosthetics on TV, and I know a number of people that have come back from over there that just have a bunch of issues beyond what you can see from when you walk up to them. And so what you and your father and the rest of the Warren Henry team are doing for our wounded warriors and our veterans, I think is one of the most admirable things that's going on here in the community. And I want people to hold that thought, because Larry and his team are doing some things over the next few days that I think everybody's going to want to hear about. There's some events coming up. We're going to talk about those in a second. Larry, can you stick with me?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about more about the Honor Always program for Warren Henry. Remember, we'll be right back after this short break. Stick with us. Good stuff coming up. This is where I usually read the 30-second Warren Henry spot, but we're talking to Larry right after this. So I want you to know that Larry and what they do for the wounded warriors in our community is top of the line. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. We're going to be talking right after this break about how you can help wounded warriors. Stick with us because you always get the best price, always the best service, and it's always from Warren Henry.